What follows is for news and entertainment purposes only. Any use of the forthcoming information in violation of any federal, state, or local law is prohibited. Mike North, you are on fire.
You know anybody else that good?
No.
No, they'll tell you they are. They may think they are, but we're documented every single week. The eye is on us.
That's
and
right.
I ain't talking about the eye of CBS, the public eye. The first feeling I got when I won a bet was elation. The worst feeling was when I lost a bet and I wanted to jump off a balcony.
Give me a quick betting tip.
Yeah, do win and don't lose, but usually it doesn't always work out that way. How many times you heard this? I'm going to Vegas. I go, how'd you do? Well, if I lost $4,000, but you know, you go there to have fun. No, you go there to win. And that's what's wrong with people. They have the negative mentality in anything they do, including sports, before you even laid the bet down. So you got to be positive. Vegas Scores and Odds is the landing place that gave me an opportunity to handicap. They let me show what I could do. And there's packages, there's free picks. What does Vegas Scores and Odds do when you perform? They reward you and they take care of you, and that's why we're ready to do this show.
The Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. That's right, Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage with Mike North starts right now. I am Aldo Gandia, Mike's wingman, and we've got plenty of sports to talk about. We're going to talk about some Major League Baseball races, what's going on with the wild card races. We'll talk about the collapse of the Chicago Cubs, and we'll then turn our attention to the NFL, take a look at that Packers game on Thursday night, and talk about the Chicago Bears. And of course, it's Wednesday, and that means Mike has three free picks for you. Let's get things going. Mike North, how are you, my friend?
Oh, Aldo, here we go again, live in the studio. It doesn't get any better than this. That's right, folks. That's right. Before we do anything, I want to tell you, punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. Call 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Place in second all time with my picks. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter at VSAO. We're picking it up, folks. We're only 12 away from 600. That's all we got to do. Let's get to 600. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds once again on Twitter at VSAO. Pick packages that range from daily to weekly to monthly, or how about for the whole year? Dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419 right now and win with me at Vegas Scores and Odds, and we have all sorts of commercials running all over the country, from Premier to Westwood One, everywhere you can go. Also, we just had a fantastic Monday, folks, 4-1, the Bears and the over, Aldo, the Woo! Bears and the over.
Wow.
So now things are happening, we're cooking, we got our numbers are up on all our platforms, so feeling good, and you know what, the football season, I can't believe this, it's a month old almost.
Oh my goodness.
How fast has this gone?
A quarter of the season just about gone. That's scary.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah. That's one of the things about the NFL that I hate. I know that it has to be 16 games because of the wear and tear on the body.
You don't hate it if we suck. You
sure.
Want it done fast. But I understand. We're up 2-1 now.
Yeah, imagine being a fan of the Miami Dolphins right now.
Wow, that's just unbelievable. But, you know, they're rebuilding. I've heard a lot of rebuilding talk over the years, and I don't see a lot of things rebuilding when they're rebuilding. So I just will talk, but that's another story for another hour or maybe another minute.
Mike, in the time that I've known you, I think that rebuilding is probably the one word that you really hate to hear.
I hate to hear it, especially around here, because it never works for the most part. Even the Cubs rebuilding. Mm-hmm. Did it really work if we win one World Series? And what did I tell everybody last year on Bears Barroom? I said, you know what? Are the Cubs going to end up like the Bears? One-hit wonders? Today is one-hit wonder day, ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if you checked it out.
Yes, I saw
it. My favorite was Brandy. You're a fine girl. What a good wife you'd be. I never said that on our first date on a girl that I met at a bar, but hey, what the heck? And you know, I know some. And I want to just say hello to my other favorite one-hit wonder, if it's okay with you, Kenny Williams of the Chicago White Sox. The general manager who's been in charge since 2000, has won World Series, Good for you. But basically, you are a one-hit wonder. 19 years on the job, going on 20. Fabulous rebuilding effort. Was feeling the chills last night with that 11-0 defeat.
Mike, you and I must have been watching Fox and Friends in the morning because they were talking about one-hit wonders, and they point out that Toto was a one-hit wonder.
It's not.
And I'm saying to myself, no, they had a couple of big hits.
When I was playing for Truman College, I was the oldest guy in the Skyway Conference. I was like 24, 25 years old. He goes, you're playing basketball for a junior college team? I tried out. I made it. Toto was huge. Rosanna,
right.
Toto was huge. They're not one-hit wonders. Brandy, Edison Lighthouse, Love Goes Where My Rosemary Goes, one of the all-time greats. The Archies, Sugar Sugar, Honey Honey.
Yes.
They're playing some one-hit wonders from the 90s today on TV. I'm going, who are these guys? So I am out of touch when it comes to crappy music from the 90s.
In the chat room, I asked a question, and NB Dub says, Tainted Love is a one-hit wonder that he loves. And that, I think, was on
Tainted Love.
Fox and Friends. Tainted Love. Dude, I can't
But
do
that's
that.
Not in the genre of Incense and Peppermints by Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Yes, that's a good
one. American Breed. Yes. Bend Me, Shape Me, Any Way You Want Me. Those everybody knows.
Yes.
Everybody. Tainted Love. I thought it was an old dating site. I don't know what it is. What are you talking about?
And you're right, Mike. It's almost as if you were looking over at my notes. I was going to talk about what appears to be a one-hit wonder, and that is the Joe Madden Chicago Cubs. Unbelievable collapse. I mean, I think in my mind, this is up there with the 1969 Cubs. I was 10 years old when that happened, and I was heartbroken for decades about that. And this, I bet you talk to a kid who's experienced this, and they'll probably have the same scars.
Let them learn the hard way. But they got a World Series under their belt.
That is
we
true.
We didn't have that. So
that is very
69
true.
Was brutal. But I will tell you this. You can't lose that many ball players, okay, and expect to maybe win it all. But, man, to lose 7, 8, 9 in a row, to lose 4 in a row, at home, to get beat up by Pittsburgh, to be winning 2-0, they quit playing for Joe Madden. Joe Madden's fate has been sealed in the last 2 weeks. I don't hear anybody saying they better bring Joe back.
Yeah.
He had to make the playoffs. I had him picked for the World Series. A lot of people loved him. They have the best pitching staff, but he never had a set lineup. He didn't have a leadoff man. These are things that I asked for 2 years ago. I asked for at the beginning of this season. People, come on, don't worry about it. Yeah, you worry about it. The Schwarber experiment, moving him around, Contreras and Wright. We need a guy that's going to play. And I'd like to interview for the Cubs job. They'll never do it. They would never do it. But look, if you look at my record, even with the Bears, if they would have listened to me, they would have never had Cutler. We would have had maybe a more playoff appearances. We would have taken Watson instead of moving up for Mitch Trubisky. And here's what I'm trying to say. I know the terrain. Listen to me. Cubs, set lineup. Leadoff man, who I will tell the first day of the season, guess what? You're leading off, and you're never leaving. You could be 1 for 100. You're staying there. You're going to be my leadoff man. You're all going to be playing also at your set positions, and you're going to be at the same spot in the lineup, period. Those three things. Plus, no more Cadillacing in the second base.
Yes.
Every guy, including my guy, the meatball, Rizzo, they could have triples sometimes. That Chris Bryant only has one triple this year with his speed and the way that they Cadillac into second base. They played hard after the Contreras game for about 2 weeks.
Right.
But this is a team that basically had no vitamin at the end. And I hate to say it. They basically got lucky and won in 2016. And I think the last couple of years, they've more, reflected the manager we really have, a laissez-faire guy.
In the chat room, Oil Pan Willie says, Mike North for general manager. And I like that idea too, but I prefer to see you in a Cubs uniform.
I'd love to be in the uniform.
Yeah.
I know this team inside and out. I know the organization inside out. Why are they? I've watched Treblehorn get jobs. I watched Treblehorn get the job. I've seen them all. Lee Elia, Bob Sheffing, Bob Kennedy. I go back. How about me? Let me interview at least. The players may look at me like I'm nuts. And I'll look back at them and I'll go, you know what I'll have? I'll have a stack of pictures of all the Cub managers of the past 50 years. And I'll spread them out. But you're going to get mad at me because I want 1 year with you? I'm telling you, Put them at the same position. Bat them in the same order. Get yourself a leadoff man. Kimbrel's gone.
Yes.
And if he's not gone, he gets rid of the chicken wing. That stupid thing that's supposed to, like a condor. Right? That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. It worked. Now it don't work. And shave exactly. your beard. You're not scaring anybody.
Yes, exactly. The intimidation factor is completely gone.
As Cub manager. They wouldn't wear any other uniforms at home except the pinstripes. Mm. Period.
I like that
this
idea.
This nonsense. When you play in practice jerseys, sometimes you act like you're practicing.
Yeah, I like that idea, Mike. I got to tell you one thing about Kimbrel. When I looked at some tape of him pitching before he arrived to
but
the Cubs.
But he's been hurt all year.
Yeah, you're right. And what made him a great pitcher is that he had this rising fastball that was just impossible.
Rising up to their waist.
Right. Well, that's exactly
two
right.
Two home runs in a row.
He doesn't have that pitch. Anymore, and
no.
Hopefully he'll regain it because they've got him on a 3-year contract.
Do you know this? Can I say this? They should have signed Chapman.
Mm.
Here, the money they paid Morrow. Who's he? I can't even. Vic Morrow, I'm more familiar with. You know,
TV star from the 60s.
Oh, yeah, combat. Twice a week. Morrow, Chatwood, Kimbrel. The money they paid all these guys, all these dumpster fires, they should have just tried to keep Chapman.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, well, BB even told me. I don't know. It wasn't BB. It was my buddy. My buddy Kenny goes, well, Chapman didn't want to stay. I go, we just let him go.
Yes, there was never any
talks. We didn't fight for him.
Right. He wanted to stay. He
Man,
wanted
that would have
money.
Been awesome.
He wanted the money.
That's where he went for the most money.
Exactly. Well, Joe Maddon was interviewed by Lawrence Holmes over at the Score Sports Radio, and I pulled a clip because I thought this was fascinating. Lawrence asked him about, his career and coming to Chicago and so forth and how proud he was. And in the middle of a really long thing, I pulled this out because I thought it was interesting.
Was it really mundane and long to one thing?
Yes.
Joe, filibustering.
Here it is.
And then to come here and have, knowing the history and a lot of the negative component of, the lack of optimism primarily when you walk in the door here in 2015 and kind of be a big part of turning that method around. If you had been around for a long time, you could think about back when there wasn't so much optimism. And then you get to the point now where there's the expectations are that it should happen all the time. And I agree with that. It should happen all the time, meaning a good result.
I'm with him on here. I'm going to give Joe Maddon a lot of credit. I like Joe Maddon. He'll be picked up quickly.
Oh, yeah.
The White Sox could get even with the Cubs. When Jerry Reinsdorf stupidly let go of Harry Carey.
Oh my
and they
gosh.
Picked up Harry the Cubs and they made themselves the franchise they are today. Mm-hmm. He jettisoned them to where they had to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now they could take Maddon and put him on the other side of town. There's only one problem. Kenny Williams and Jerry Reinsdorf. They'll get in the way. They know more than anybody else. Not really. They're two of the dumbest individuals to run baseball, a baseball team. Not saying they're dumb in all aspects of life. Jerry, brilliant man in real estate. Kenny Williams, I don't know what else he's brilliant at, but I'm sure he's smart at a lot of things, but not winning at baseball to have a team like that. So they got a chance to change that, but they can't keep their mouth shut and they wouldn't meddle. And it's not his corporate thing.
Right.
They're into bringing guys in, getting rid of powerful managers like Doug Collins, Tom Thibodeau, Tony La Russa, Jim Leland. They bring you the Renterias. They bring you the weaklings for the most part to come in. So Joe Maddon won't happen. But I want to thank Joe for winning the World Series, first of all, despite his managing.
Yes, again.
Well, that's the black mark on him. These other years, the luck didn't fall the way that they should have.
Right.
They should have dominated more than they have. I heard that some people think Rizzo's a problem. I haven't heard anything like that in the clubhouse. I saw it on Twitter today.
Really?
Some people, that's just speculation on my part.
Probably.
I've never heard anything.
Yeah.
I just think that they got to make some trades.
Oh, well, here's what
Schwarber and Bryant would be the first two guys I'd shop. That doesn't mean I'd trade them.
Oh,
I want to
yeah.
see what I'd get in return.
Well, yeah, you got to drive that
Should
price
Should I go for
up.
General manager for manager?
I think general manager slash
Combined?
Coach. Yes.
Yeah.
We don't have many of
I'll
those
I'll be the
anymore.
Guy at third waving them on.
That's right. Managing from third base and also the general
I'll
manager.
I'll tell you what.
And doing the seventh inning announcing, you run up to the booth.
The last month they could have had a statue at third base coach's box. Just standing there. Nothing happened. And maybe every so often have a motorized arm.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Here's what I thought when I heard that. I thought to myself, well, you know what, Joe? all those expectations now are gone.
Yeah.
Going into next season, unless something dramatic happens in the postseason, I mean in the offseason with player movement and so forth, I have no high expectations for this Cubs team anymore.
Well, I thought that he'd be like Joe Torre, that he'd win a couple World Series.
Yes.
Get in the playoffs every year and then retire or maybe go to another team, but be a Joe Torre type guy. Maybe get kicked upstairs or what have you. There's no question he's going to find a job.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no question injuries hurt his team. But injuries, the New York Yankees hit 300 home runs this year already.
Oh, my goodness.
Do you know they have 14 players on that team that hit 10 home runs or more, which is an all-time record? They had nothing but injuries this year. Their pitching staff's not that good. Yeah. Yet they're demolishing everybody with Aaron Boone. So you can find another manager out there. I think a different voice is needed, but we do thank Joe.
Do you think
if he's gone?
Do you think with the Yankees with that hitting power and no pitching can go far in the postseason?
Man, I'm telling you, I always doubt them, and but they got so much power, and the ball's so juiced. It's such a shame what's happened this year. No team's ever hit as many home runs as they have. But yeah. They haven't been in any slumps that I could think of.
Yeah, I think a mini slump, but yeah, you're right. I mean,
but they intimidate people when they come in.
Yes.
I mean, Aaron Boone argued with the ump when we have savages in the batter's box. That's how they treat it.
Yes.
They treat it.
Yeah.
They're up there attacking.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pitching. I like Tampa Bay. I had them last night.
That's right.
2-1. I love Tampa Bay. Nobody's talking about them.
Right.
And congratulations to Davey Martinez.
Mm-hmm.
And how about Bryce Harper, everybody?
How about it?
Gets knocked off in a doubleheader, his team,
right.
And he's not in the playoffs, and the team he left's in.
Washington Nationals.
That's all I'm going to tell you. $300 million for that guy? I don't care how many 31 home runs, 32. Everybody gets 30 home runs this year.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Exactly. Second baseman, weigh 150 pounds.
Exactly right.
All right. I want to play this from On the Mark podcast with what's his name? Mark Carmen.
I like Mark.
Yeah, Mark is an excellent guy.
Good guy. WGN, right?
Exactly.
Good. I'll put him in the mentions.
Excellent.
And
so he talked to David Ross because now that's the big rumor.
Grandpa Rossi?
Exactly.
That would be the dumbest thing of all time. What is he going to tell Rizzo and these guys? He's buddies with them. But go ahead, play it.
So,
Grandpa Rossi. That's your new manager. Grandpa Rossi.
This is...
Stay at ESPN, pal. Take it from me. You'll last longer. Right?
Yes. This is Ross talking about the possibility of being managing the Chicago Cubs.
It's a huge honor, right? Like, somebody thinks about... People think you're the best guy for a job to run an organization and such a prominent organization. I mean, it's a huge honor. But I go back to people have no idea what Joe Maddon has brought to the team, what he's done, his resume. The grass isn't always greener. Do I one day have an itch to manage?
That's enough.
You know,
that's
definitely
enough.
Crossed
Shut
my mind.
The grass is always blah, blah, blah. I don't like him already. We didn't forget. I just told before you played that.
Uh-huh.
Did I just tell you what Joe Mann brought to the table?
Oh, yeah.
So this guy who's in the media now who thinks he's smarter than everybody, you're a 210 lifetime hitter. You got lucky, okay? The players lift you on the shoulders. Shut the hell up. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. I forgot more about the Cubs and Cub baseball than you'll ever know, pal. Basic bottom line is if he's manager of this team, they'll never win. You can't have a buddy. But if you want to make him bench coach, if you want to make him the new Clark, you make him the mascot, have him, you know, have him in a uniform, have him a third base coach. That's fine with me, but not as a manager.
Well, that's interesting. I thought you were going to be a proponent of
I
Ross.
Like David Ross.
Yeah.
But you know what? He is what he is. He latched on to a good thing. He wrote it, and he's classy, and got himself a nice career. Stay where you're at, but if you come here, you should not be the manager of the Cubs. That's the best the Cubs can do? How much manager experience does he have? None.
Zip.
Oh, but he was a catcher like Mike Matheny, and other guys have done okay for a short time. How's Brad Ausmus doing?
Right.
How's Mike Matheny doing?
Right.
They last for a short time.
Yeah.
They're catchers. Bob Brenly was a catcher. He's out.
Again, I feel like, do you have like extra special vision? You can look at my notes here.
Because why?
That's a perfect segue for what I was going to talk about.
No, I just mean you think around, we've been together like about 2 years. We know what we're,
it's amazing.
You know I know what I'm talking about. I know you know what you're talking about. Here's what I know. My opinion. What do I know? I didn't want Wanstead. I didn't want Cutler. I didn't want Trubisky. I wanted Watson. What do I know? I'm a dumbass. I didn't want Candy Maldonado. I don't know anything. Here's what I'm telling you. I don't want Ross as the manager, But, man, if they make him a bench coach, former catcher, groom him sitting next to the guy. And then maybe in 3-4 years, move him in.
Interesting. Now, I wanted to talk about the manager of the Cardinals because here's a guy who—
By the way, last night, I bet that game, Arizona. This is the honest God truth, folks. I got up at 3 o'clock in the morning this morning.
Right.
Got to beat everybody to the punch.
This guy starts working early.
I turned the TV on. I'm flipping around. The game was still on. Arizona played St. Louis. I watched baseball at 3 o'clock in the morning. 19 innings, right?
Yes.
I bet that game. I had the run line. I won.
Nice.
You should never. Baseball's got to do something about that. You cannot have 6-7 hour games. Now, they don't have a whole lot of them.
Right.
But you can't have that.
Have like a home run derby after the 13th inning.
Well, somebody suggested put a man on second.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the inning. Each team gets a chance.
The fastest guy in your team.
This nonsense where you're going 6 hours. The NBA don't do it. The NFL don't do it. Everybody gets you out. Hockey, volleyball, they get you out. Go home to your families.
Exactly.
I mean, it was 1:30 in the morning when that game ended in Arizona.
Okay.
That's ridiculous.
And that's 4:30 out east.
Yeah, it was 3:30 me. I'm going, what now? I go, what is this? Because I saw it on Twitter. It said, right now it's the 19th inning. I'm going, wait a minute. Then I see it says 1 minute ago. 1 minute ago, I turned the game on. There it is. It's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Mike Schelt, the manager of the St. Louis.
Looks like my dad.
He does, huh?
The triple chin, the eyeglasses.
He's a funny guy, but this is a guy who worked his way up the minor league organization, managed that double A, managed that triple A.
Put the time
in. Became the third base coach, became the bench coach, gets named interim manager when they fire Matheny, and then becomes the permanent manager, and he takes them to the playoffs, and they're about to lock down the National League Central.
I've never even heard him talk.
Well, it's funny that you say that.
You got him? Because yes. I see him in the dugout. He's got 17 chins, the Coke bottle glasses, and the guy's fantastic.
Well, I got to
They play for him.
The guy isn't exactly.
Do you know Derek Fowler? I'm going to give a little St. Louis tidbit because I heard it on the game.
Uh-huh.
That's what you hear when you watch baseball at 3:30 in the morning. Stan Musial struck out 18 times in one season.
18 times.
Back in the day.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Dexter Fowler.
Dexter Fowler.
From the leadoff.
Right.
Struck out 9 times in the series already. You know, these guys are striking out all over the place. Joe DiMaggio struck out 30 times one time.
Do you think that's because they all want to jack the ball?
Yeah, you think?
Yeah.
My God. No bunting, no stealing, no infield in, nothing.
This is Mike Schelt on the team's ability, the St. Louis Cardinals, to just keep fighting and come from behind and win games like the Cubs. No.
When you invest as much as this group invests in what they do every day, and you invest about something being bigger than you, that means you care. And when you care, it means you fight. And this is what this team does. It cares and it fights. And it cares for each other. It cares for us to compete and to win baseball games.
All right, that's enough.
And that's what you see.
Come on.
And,
all right, we got it. It's a good guy.
He's a good guy.
And very boring.
Very boring. But here's what his strength is, that he is a very smart guy. He has returned that team to good old-fashioned baseball. They have 112 stolen bases this season.
See that?
They've been only caught 29 times. That's a success rate of 80%.
That's unbelievable they have that many stolen bases.
It is truly unbelievable.
Because that stolen base was starting to be out. They bunt. They do everything they're supposed to. He's an old-school guy, minor league guy. That's the guy I want for the Cubs.
Thank you.
A guy like that. Not
exactly.
Grandpa Rossi.
Thank
not
you.
Billy Williams. Not here he is, Fergie Jenkins. None of it. Don't bring anybody back, you know. They're talking about Mark Loretta as a bench coach. I don't know. How do these names get in there?
I don't know.
And then you'll hear somebody
agents.
Go, well, he's too valuable not to take. You hear this about everybody. And then 2 years later, they're fired.
It is Wednesday afternoon, September 25th, and just before all the baseball action starts, the Cardinals have 90 wins. The Brewers have 87. The magic number for the Cardinals is 3. It's unlikely the Brewers are going to catch the Cardinals, but nonetheless, I have to give a reluctant standing ovation to the Milwaukee Brewers because when Yelich
are they in the wild card though? Are they going to be in the wild card? I don't know.
It looks like it. Yeah,
they lost Yelich. They could use that as an excuse.
That's amazing how they have come together after Yelich's
departure. I think it made
them
put their nose to the grindstone, man. We can't depend on Christian.
I hate to say this, but the Cardinals and Brewers just totally outclassed the Chicago Cubs in the month of September.
They played harder.
The whole season.
They played harder. They played with more resolve. I mean, the Cubs had guys out. And you know what? Bryant seems like he's an injury to happen now. He gets hurt every month. Mm-hmm. You're going to sign a guy. Now, he wants $300 million. I wouldn't give him $300 million. No way. No way. This guy, hey, one for fours, one for fives. Never goes four for five. Never. Always. He rolled his ankle this year. His shoulder's bothering him. He's banged up, man.
Would you put Chris Bryant on the trade bin?
Yes.
Yeah?
But I'd see what they're going to give me.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then I'd take him back.
Do you?
I would tell him straight out. Nobody's untouchable on this team. Nobody. Give me an untouchable guy in the Cubs. There shouldn't be. But I would probably shop Schwarber. I would shop Bryant. I need a new center fielder. Elmora stinks. He can't catch. Four balls have clanked off his glove the last month that I've seen. I keep Hayward. You keep Rizzo at first, not only because of his offense, but his defense. Zobrist is gone. Contreras catches only. You know, and then you fill in the blanks.
Mm. Mm. I did it.
Yeah, you caught yourself.
I got myself.
Now you're typing. You're busy. I don't see all the wonderful things you do.
It's all behind the scenes, and now you're taking a look at the man behind the curtain. I did
me.
It.
Me, no, no.
All right, we are at the halfway point,
yeah.
And you know what that means, Mike?
Yeah! Let's go! All right, 4-5 last 3 weeks, 1-2 last week. I have all sorts of picks right up now at Vegas Scores and Odds. I got them for the free picks. You could call in for the free pick. Call that 1-800-808-3419. I got picks for Wednesday. I got picks for Thursday. But here's what I'm going to give everybody. We've been talking about the Chicago Cubs today. The Cubs tonight, the ERAs are combined, I think, are 10. They got a guy that's got an ERA of 6 going against the Cubs, plus Lester, who basically packed it in about 3 weeks ago, is pitching. But I like the under. Now, you might be able to get it at 9. You might be able to get 9.5. Take the under Cubs tonight, number one. Number two, Saturday. I'm going to tell you something. I forgot who Duke is even playing. Can you look up who Duke's playing? Because I got Duke down here as my pick. And they're only a 3-point underdog. It looks fishy to me. It's in the NCAA football. We'll look it up. Aldo's looking it up right now.
Duke versus Virginia Tech.
Yes.
Friday the 27th.
That a boy.
Yeah.
Boy, that was quick. Cubs under. Duke over Virginia Tech getting 3. Okay. Sunday now. Go to Sunday, Aldo.
Sunday football.
Sunday football, NFL. Is there anything else?
I know, right?
Except until the playoffs start in baseball. Cool. Now, my New Orleans Saints covered last week, right?
Yes, they did.
Teddy Bridgewater. I called that game, folks. I think I'm... I called my bookmaker. I go, give me New Orleans. He goes, who the hell are they playing? I go, what do you mean? He goes, you're the first guy to take them.
Really?
That's what I do. New Orleans wins the game last week. Who are they playing this week?
It's Cowboys at New Orleans.
Upset.
On Sunday Night Football.
If I'm not mistaken, aren't the Saints, are the Saints giving the Cowboys 2.5?
Oh, that I got to look up.
Look that up. I think the Saints are giving the Cowboys 2.5 points.
Saints.
And my point would be, how can that be? How can that be? The Dallas Cowboys, I just told everybody on Monday. I told everybody on Friday night on the Odds Couple. Are they -3?
3-point underdogs.
At home. And they're playing the Dallas Cowboys, who last week I said looked as good as anybody who I think might go to the Super Bowl, right?
That's correct. That's what you
said. They've been rolling like a train.
Yep. Looking really
good. No Drew Brees.
That's right.
And they're getting 3 points at home with Teddy Bridgewater. Against a powerhouse.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking New Orleans.
Ooh.
I got the Cubs under. I got Duke. And I got New Orleans. I got an MLB game, an NCAA football game, and NFL. That's what we do here. Aldo, back to you.
I love it. Good stuff, Mike.
Yeah, I got it. I was up at 4:30. watching a baseball game and making out my picks.
Wow. Amazing. Now, tomorrow night on Thursday.
Yes.
It is the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles at historic Lambeau Field. This game is worrisome for me because the Eagles are on the ropes. Now, they are getting players back. They're getting Alshon Jeffrey and some other injured players back. But the Green Bay Packers are looking like a darn good football
team. But don't
listen
to the injury crap.
Okay.
Because when you listen to the injury crap, that means you're going to say, I'm not taking that team. Because they're hurt.
Right.
They got too many injuries.
Right.
Okay. Well, then why did I take New Orleans last week?
Yeah.
With Teddy Bridgewater, their second stringer, taking over for a Hall of Famer?
Yeah.
Because that's what the system said.
It's good.
Here's what I'm going to tell you. Both teams, okay, to me, the Green Bay Packers are 4.5-point favorites. If they were 3-point favorites, if they were 2-point. Now, this is a service play for me on Vegas Scores and Odds, so I can't give it out. But I found the spread odd. You know, should it be 6? Should it only be 3? Apparently, Green Bay, maybe their defense doesn't hold up. Maybe they've had a charmed life. They did have a charmed life against the Bears. They got lucky.
Oh, my gosh.
In that game. But so what? They won. I can't make a pick on this game. But Philadelphia, I watched them last week, and I'm saying to myself, they don't look like, first of all, Foles isn't on the team no more.
Right.
Wentz looked, he's still coming back a little bit.
Carson Wentz?
Yeah. He's playing.
Yeah.
They do have injuries, but if you decide to play this game, folks, I'd go to Vegas Scores and I'd see what I want. But.
There you go. What's that number again, Mike?
Well, you know what? If it's on the free line, it will be on the pick line on either on the web.
There you go.
Here's what I would say, though.
Okay.
That the Philadelphia Eagles, when I think of Super Bowl teams of the past, they're the one that I go, eh. You know, they played, they won the Super Bowl. Eh. I didn't think the best team that year. But sometimes the best team doesn't always win. Check the New York Giants with Eli Manning twice winning. So, proceed with caution.
Yeah.
That's all I'd say.
Well, and I got to tell you that
And if Green Bay wins again, the Bears got to keep pace.
Yeah. I did not have high expectations for the Packers this season, but the signing of Za'Darius Smith, this outside linebacker, and Preston Smith, the other outside linebacker, and Adrian Amos, former safety.
Yeah, but ha-ha!
Yeah,
well, we got that on you. We got 2 interceptions. Sorry.
But
Adrian Amos is good.
Adrian Amos is very good. Those three guys have really altered that Packers defense. They are very good now. Plus, they have some holdover players like Blake Martinez, the inside linebacker, who I liked coming out of Stanford. And he said they're going to be ready for Carson Wentz because Wentz's biggest attribute is that he does something Aaron Rodgers does, which is extend his time in the pocket by scrambling around. And this is what Blake Martinez said.
Translates a lot. I think it's given us a good kind of practice habits and those types of things when we do face guys like this. And also we got to practice against Deshaun Watson as well. So that was another kind of thing to make sure we incorporated. And so it was good for us.
This Packers defense, Mike, is just a gut feeling on this Thursday night game. They're going to give the Eagles a hard time, their offense a hard time scoring. I just got a gut feeling. I'm
no
expert.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. I think that, you know, we said it earlier when they were saying, people were saying they're going to win 11, 12 games. I go, what are you talking about? Well, now I know what they're talking about. They've shored up their defense. The new coaching change, we just talked about it with Madden and another sport. The coaching change so far has been a good thing. People doubted LaFleur. They're not doubting him anymore. What they got Rodgers doing is getting rid of the football quickly. He doesn't take the 7-step drop anymore, stand there, pat the ball twice, stuff like that. But, yeah, they're dangerous right now, and the Bears know it. And the Bears know they let opportunity slip out. The Bears, for them to really, if Green Bay keeps like this, that game in Green Bay is going to be huge, hopefully.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, indeed. I think that's just
because our Bears look good, too, pal.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, the Chicago Bears defense, in my opinion, is really
How
the
was Khalil
best.
Mack not defensive player of the week?
Who won it?
Some other guy. Check it out. I don't know. Wow. Some guy named Joey or something. I don't know what it is.
Joey Bosa?
No, I'm just saying. No. It's just some guy from a team. I'm going, wait a minute now. I thought Khalil Mack should have won it. right?
No, it's the Packers, Preston Smith, we were just talking about.
Okay, did he have as good a week?
I had the stats up here.
Okay, but did he do, what did Mac do?
Yeah.
Mac took the whole game over.
Yeah, let's keep in mind that Preston Smith.
Khalil Mack can't win it every week, is that the reason?
Right, exactly.
Because he's a dominant. Look, there's two guys I love in the league. They're hired assassins. Mm-hmm. Khalil Mack and Myles Garrett.
Yeah.
He'll kill. Myles Garrett will play dirty on you. He'll hurt you.
Oh, yes.
Khalil Mack, he's just looking for the football.
Correct.
They're both great.
Correct. Preston Smith had 3 sacks in that game against Denver, but here's the thing.
But didn't Khalil Mack have a couple?
Joe Flacco!
And he had a couple forced fumbles.
Yeah.
And he did it on a big stage.
Joe Flacco actually had
roots. He's a statue.
Growing into Lambeau Field because he just doesn't move out of the pocket.
His footprints are in there.
He just gets sacked crazy.
Yep.
Now, somebody in the chat room just said that they think that the Chicago Bears are going to go on a roll. Who was it? Merv Hank. Merv is now become a regular in the chat room. Thanks for coming on, Merv. He says he thinks that the Bears are going to go on a roll. So we've got the Vikings on Sunday at home, and the Bears have traditionally done very well against the Vikings at Soldier Field. Then they go to Oakland. Then they get a important bye because some of the guys
They should have. Well, look, the worst we're looking at is 1-1, but you hopefully
it's
2-0.
I would think so. Absolutely. And then they got the Saints and Chargers, both of those games at home. So
those are winnable.
And then at Philadelphia, and
winnable.
That's the revenge game.
Maybe that's what the one stinker was, the Bear game, Packer game. Maybe that was it.
Okay, so are you feeling good about Mitchell Trubisky?
Well, I mean, what I always wanted was the short field, and that's what they gave him.
Yes,
you
exactly.
get interceptions. I in the first game, I told everybody, if we need 80-yard drives, 70-yard drives, 60-yard drives, we're finished. We got to get a short field. What did we have? A short field.
Short field. There you go.
And we had a defensive touchdown, which always helps.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, McMahon and Peyton and those guys didn't start from their own 20, folks.
Mm-hmm.
They had a lot of drives start at their 40, in the other team's end, everything. So, you know what? The defense set all that up, and that's what the Bears defense is designed to do. They're a takeaway defense. They're not a defense that stops people. No, they take the ball away.
Right. Now, how much did it trouble you that Trubisky throws that interception in the end zone when he's got Allen Robinson headed towards the cone, but Trubisky throws it away?
Underthrew it?
Yeah, underthrew it.
That's inexperience. That's where you get when you play in preseason. You get to practice those throws. They don't do that. They don't want him to practice. So that's fine. So they play him in the regular season games, and he makes his mistakes, but he also made a couple very nice throws. I thought that, but the deal with Mitch is that, is it going to happen every week like that?
Right.
We don't know that.
Exactly.
And because it hasn't happened every week. I think, you know what, I'm very positive with him right now. I like, and more or less because of the Bears' defense. And you know what? Nagy had to get in his face. Nagy got in his face. He says, "Hey, get your big boy pants on now. Quit acting like a little mini leaguer."
I saw that video.
Yeah, went at him. So that's good.
I love that.
Well,
Thank you.
You work with a guy, and then you see the guy freeze up a little bit. It's natural, but you know what? He played well.
I've been complaining for a long time now that I think Nagy was coddling Trubisky too much, and sometimes you just gotta let it go and tell somebody you're effing
up. Because Nagy's reputation's on the line. The whole team's gonna wonder what's going on. Here's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
What is the running up the middle with Tariq Cohen? What is that?
I don't know.
What is that? They run him up the middle. I'm going, what are you doing?
And they had him blocking on one play.
He's 5'0", 100 and nothing. And they're running him up the middle like he's Jim Brown.
4 rushes, minus 2 yards in the game.
Just swing the ball out to him. Let him run around that. Let him find his lane.
You got
to
get him in the open field.
You're running him up the middle like he's Jim Brown.
Exactly.
He's not going anywhere.
And meanwhile, your stud running back, David Montgomery, who looks like he is really good at bouncing off tacklers, he only gets the ball 16 times. You got to feed him more often than that, don't you think?
Well, as long as we won, we're not going to pay attention to that. But you know what? You find these flaws when they lose. When they win, we get away. But I'm with you. I mean, you know what? At least they're running the ball more now.
Mm-hmm. How would you grade overall the offense on Monday night? Because you and I haven't had a chance to talk about since
Right, we
that
did
game.
The pregame. Right. I would have given it a B, considering where they were supposed to be. He threw 3 touchdowns. How about Taylor Gabriel?
Yeah.
Great hands.
Yeah, oh, my goodness.
For once, Allen Robinson wasn't the main guy.
Yeah. That was huge.
Yeah. I mean, the Taylor Gabriel had, really, you throw 3 touchdowns in 1 quarter and to the same guy, so you got to be happy.
Got it. Oops. You got to be happy. And the other thing about Mitch is I would love to see him run the ball a little bit more often on designed plays, rollout plays. He's so athletic and can do such a great job picking up yards with his own legs. And it seems that because they're trying to get him accomplished as a passer, that they've kind of abandoned those designed
plays. Well, you know what? I lost the Cleveland game the other night because they rolled out Mayfield four times with like a minute left on the clock. They called all four pass plays. They rolled them out left. They rolled them out right. They cut the field in half. And you don't do that when you're down at the 10-yard line. Try running once or what have you. But it didn't happen that way. They lose the game. So, you know what? Maybe he should have been in the pocket instead of running around.
Yeah.
You know? Mm. It makes everything. Once a guy rolls out, you know he's either going to try to run or he's going to throw a short pass. And the whole defense went with him.
Yeah. Well, you know, he ran three times in the Green Bay game, only one against Denver and only one against Washington. I just think that
If he runs, he could get hurt.
Well, yeah.
You know what? I mean, we don't want that either.
That's
you know,
why they have the sliding
rule. Look, they're saying Lamar Jackson's putting himself in peril. Even Patrick Mahomes. He's already been dinged up a little bit this year, nothing serious. But you know what? You got to be careful with that, man. But you're right. The pocket passers are the ones getting hurt. Drew Brees, you know, he went down. He's not a runner.
Omar Berrios in the chat room agrees with me. He says we need to run to set up the pass with the kind of defense that we have, not pass to set up the run. So actually, he agrees with both of us.
Agreed.
And Mitch needs to take off a little bit more. So
But when he goes down like he did last year, I'm just saying, I think he only runs if he needs to. It's nice to fill in an option play, maybe run. But if you get tagged by a linebacker, he falls on you, that could be all she wrote. So, you know, do we want Chase Daniels? I was off ready for him after week two. Now we make him just sit him there for a while. But Chase Daniels could have played not the same game, but could have won that game other night.
Well, I mean, you've been right all along. This game against Washington should have been week one if Mitch would have seen the preseason snaps, he would have had those.
How are you supposed to? He's missing receivers in the first game, and people are going, why is he missing receivers? I go, he don't practice.
Exactly.
In real game, he don't play real games.
Right.
They sat him for, like he was Tom Brady, except Tom Brady even needs practice.
Right.
I watch Tom Brady, and I go, he plays in the preseason, but Mitch Trubisky doesn't.
Yeah.
That's not good, and I know that Nagy made his point the first year. Look what I did. Well, look what you did this year.
Exactly. Well, and Brady, I'm pretty sure, played a total of six quarters in the preseason.
Yeah.
That's a lot of football for a guy who's 40
years old. He loves the game,
old.
And yes. He wants to get better.
And they do such a great job of protecting the quarterback at New England.
Drew Brees, you know, by not playing him, and he gets hurt.
Well, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So what good did it do? Look at Big Ben.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what good does it do to coddle these guys at preseason? Mm. You're good. Look, you could protect them all you want. That doesn't mean a guy's not going to get hurt in the very first game of the regular season. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Yep.
Oh, he's not going to get hurt because he didn't play in the preseason. No, you got 16 more games plus playoffs, maybe.
Yeah. All right, there's a...
Man, am I on today. And hey, look at that.
Man,
just let's focus, man. Just focus.
What'd you have for breakfast at 3:30 in the morning?
Seven cups of Starbucks. And then I peed like a racehorse.
Oh, that's hilarious. Seven
and then cups. I had some watermelon.
There's a little bit of controversy going on over at... there's actually two things that were kind of controversial going on with the Chicago Bears. Number one was after the game yesterday, Tariq Cohen went to Instagram. And he started live streaming the celebration.
Long in the back with his birthday suit on.
I tweeted out today, Kyle Long is living up to that last name. Not that I saw the actual picture. It was just this big
fuzzy area.
Was it in the back?
Area. Was it in the back or was it
no,
in
they
front?
No, they showed his, whatchamacallit.
They showed his schwanzeroo?
That's it. The schwanzeroo.
The schwanzeroo.
Matt Nagy was asked to comment on it, and this is what he said.
You know, it's unfortunate that happened. Tariq feels bad and is apologetic and embarrassed that it happened. But I think it's something that we need to do is what you do is you learn from it. It's a mistake. Nothing was malicious at all, but it was a mistake. So now let's make sure that mistake doesn't happen again to all of our players.
Well, it's not going to happen again. I remember the Steelers got mad because was it Antonio Brown that was doing it or Le'Veon Bell? Do you? He took videos. You shouldn't be taking videos in the
right,
locker room.
Right. Well, it happened with the Lakers too, didn't it?
Nagy seems to have read the riot act. Yeah. Like he says, it's not going to happen to any of our players again.
Yeah.
Hey, Tariq, we should make a rule. If you have positive yards gained, you get to take videos, which would mean the other day you didn't, minus 2 yards as far as the running back's concerned. Maybe a little less working with the camera, a little more drills.
Well, apparently Greg Braggs actually saw the picture because he's saying...
Did he have the Schwanzeroo?
He says, Kyle Long, more like Kyle Short. Yeah. Oh, Greg, that's not nice.
It's a shame. Shrinkage. Sweating, right. Shrinkage. Oh, after that's what you got to always go to the shrinkage.
Well, I would imagine that after all that hitting during a game, that's the first thing that goes hiding.
Wow, that's too bad.
Not that I would know.
Kyle Short. Greg's so funny. Sorry, Greg.
Greg.
I called him Glenn for 2 years. And I still do.
I think his mom and dad call him Glenn, too. Yeah. You know, it's Greg.
Who knows? They should have a brother. He should maybe, have a kid named Glenn.
Yes, exactly.
Glenn, Greg. It fits perfectly.
It does. All right. So the other controversy was the use of the 1930s era uniforms by the Chicago Bears that they're using against the Vikings on Sunday. Some people have said, well, why that uniform? That was before African Americans were allowed to play. And some of the players approached Matt Nagy and said, we would like to address this. And so the organization put together a video where George McCaskey and a number of players, white and black players, talked about the uniforms. I've selected a 30-second clip for you to listen to.
This Sunday against the Vikings, our players will wear the 1936 classic jersey. That was from a time when, unfortunately, African Americans were not included on the Bears or other NFL rosters. Integration of the NFL and the Bears was too long in coming, but we're proud that this year's Bears will be the first African Americans to wear these jerseys.
The importance of wearing this jersey goes way beyond this moment. Wearing this jersey is a sign, a symbol for the people that came before us that weren't allowed to wear this jersey. And now on our shoulders is the opportunity to represent not only our culture, but our city and our team by wearing this jersey and being the first African Americans to do so.
That was Akeem Hicks, followed by George McCaskey.
Very well orchestrated.
I thought so, right?
Say this. They've been wearing old uniforms, Green Bay. Old uniforms. There were no black players.
Yeah, nobody's addressed it.
The race thing, I'm tired of it. Mm-hmm. I really am. Mm-hmm. Everything now. Wait, black players didn't play in that uniform. Okay, now you play in it. You're making your point now.
Right.
You rose above it. The league rose above it. I'm the guy that has called for separate record books in Major League Baseball.
I was just going to say that.
I'm the
guy.
You
brought it up before.
I've brought it up since 1992 that I think the worst thing in sports that ever happened was blacks not being allowed to play in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also said guys like DiMaggio, guys like Ruth, God bless them, great players, Gehrig, all of them. But the fact that blacks and others, Latins, were excluded, to me, not that it would make it anything better or worse, but to me it's not fair. I think you should have two separate record books. Segregation record books, and after segregation record books.
Right.
So I'm not late to the dance. I worked for the Chicago Defender. Mm-hmm. I'm the only white person that ever walked in that building. Here's what I'm telling everybody. The race thing is getting out of hand in everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the way the Bears handled this. I love the way Akeem handled it. And you know what? They hit it with a great angle. Now you can wear it because it was wrong.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
And let's move on.
Okay. I like that. I like that approach. Let's move on. What have you been doing lately, Mike?
Nothing. I'm just trying to cause trouble wherever I go. No, you know, I love off the field stuff, but the race thing is getting old in a lot of different areas.
Oh,
it's never going to be cured because people use race sometimes to gain. People use race sometimes to bring down. Believe me, I was a product of that when I worked for the Score. You know, he's this, he's that. We've seen it all over. And usually none of it is true. A lot of it's fake news. This here, I find it nice, though. Here's what I like. Somebody noticed it. Somebody remembered. Wait, 1936.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You're celebrating 100 years. We're not celebrating 48 years since blacks were allowed to play, unfortunately. The building blocks was the 100 years, whether it was all white, whether it was all black, or what have you. So you should honor those people because they're the guys that built it so you could play now and take the color out of it. Unfortunately, that's what you got to do sometimes. And I think the Bear players are big men. I think they handle it good, but I don't think it's earth-shattering.
Yeah, I don't think it's earth-shattering either, but I do agree with you. I think the Bears and the players
handled
it really, really well. And what do you think so far? This is the 100th season. You mentioned at the beginning of the show that we're almost a quarter way through the season.
Yeah, I can't believe we're in fourth week.
Are you happy with the way the caliber of play so far in the NFL season?
With the penalties. Not happy with the refs. I think the refs are horrible. I think they're the worst in all sports. I think they're afraid. I think they feel Big Brother's watching them. I think the roughing calls, 75% of them have been ridiculous. I think there were some questionable calls the other night. I'm tired of seeing guys, great plays taken back because somebody held on the other side of the field. It's not even close. It's just a joke. And all these guys get graded. It's turned into a competition with the refs within the game. That's BS. We want to watch football. And here's another thing, folks. And I watch it on news networks. I watch Fox, as everybody's Fox News. And they showed three stadiums this weekend that were half empty.
Yeah, isn't
they're averaging something like 66,000. People don't want to sit in the freezing cold through replays. People are tired of it. And a 75-inch TV. I said to BB the other night, why would I go to one game? Why would I? You could see the sweat on the guy. You see 10 different angles of replay. You see it. You hear the announcers yell the name. You see every angle. The color is unbelievable. I'm watching your TV right now in the studio. It's not as, it's like a 60, 50 or 60.
Yeah, this is an old one.
It's a 51, right? Yeah, right. It's nice. Thank you. You look at the color. I mean, you're nuts to go to the games. And now, because the league has over-legislated from roughing the passer calls that are bogus to replays that take 5 minutes, people aren't spending money, and I don't blame them. You don't need intermissions during the opera. We're going to take 5 minutes now to look at a replay of the last scene.
Did she hit that note?
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Play the God-blessed games.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I couldn't have said it better myself. Now
I'm having a strong day.
You are. I mean, usually you bring your A-plus game. Nah. We're going to give you a second plus.
I'm telling you, I feel that, Aldo.
You mentioned the officials, and Brad
Allen. They're horrible.
It's the Brad Allen crew doing the Bears and Vikings. Let me tell you the occupations these officials have. Brad Allen is a nonprofit CEO, which, by the way, nonprofit CEO, isn't that like a bad thing?
It means I'm stealing, but we're not going to say nothing.
That's right. Hey, you don't make any profit.
A nonprofit, I don't do anything. I just am a ref. I live in a $900,000 home, and I have two boats.
Barry Anderson, the umpire, is a builder developer.
Good. Hey, good for him, man. Got to make a lot of decisions.
The DJ, I guess DJ is the what?
The defensive back judge.
There you go, whatever. Facilities manager, another guy.
Facilities manager, a janitor at a local school.
Another guy is the corporate safety director.
Corporate safety director is an accountant that works with 500 accountants in a small firm.
Another guy is
Why don't I have these guys be? They're probably so ultra successful. I've just buried them. What's the other guy? An attorney?
An attorney.
He's an ambulance chaser.
An insurance agent?
Yeah. Give me my premium.
And a defense contractor.
Those are the big money guys. There's a war where?
Yes, exactly.
New roads coming through Afghanistan. Woo, woo. Yeah, but there's no cars. Woo, woo.
That is wild. So don't you think that it's time for the NFL to say, okay, we're hiring officials?
No.
Why? Why don't you feel that way?
If we have full-time umps, they suck too.
Yeah.
How about the NBA refs? They were full-time. They stink too. There's too much Big Brother watching. You used to be able to make mistakes and live with them. I hated it. If the Bears lost a big game. I remember Mikowski threw a pass. He was over the line against the Bears. We got screwed in that game. It bothered me for 3 weeks. It did because I was a rabid Bear fan back then. I still am, but it doesn't bother me as much anymore. Woody, you have a heart attack. He was worried about the Bear game 2 weeks ago. His wife's a widow. I'm not going to have a heart attack over this anymore. But we got screwed, and you learn to live with it sometimes. And the claws even out eventually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is true. But here's the thing. Is that when
you... Umps are full time.
Like you said, watching at home, you see everything.
I see the calls before. I call every call right. I don't know why they got to go to replay for 10 minutes.
Exactly.
What's taking so long?
So if you don't...
Sometimes they go to replay, they don't have to.
I know.
Sometimes coaches go to replay to get a timeout when they're out of timeouts.
Yeah, that's right. So why not then rely more on technology? Because there are sometimes, like, within 2 seconds, you know, okay, that was inbound.
They do rely on it.
They should just rely more on it, and not where they take 5 minutes to look at the play.
Much.
Give the guy 20 seconds up in the booth and say, hey, that guy was holding.
I'm going to tell you what they should get rid of, too. It was a horrible call. We know the Ram Orleans call was horrible.
One of the worst in
history.
Get
rid of the pass interference call. Nobody's using that anyway. They're using it to kill time. Now, how many of those calls have you seen reversed?
Yeah.
It was just a once-in-a-lifetime thing, and as usual, everybody got their panties in a bunch, and they said, let's get some laws!
Yes.
The game's been good for 100 years way it was.
But I just think because of the technology that is available.
You're going to make once a week guys full-time? What are you going to do the other 6 days? They're going to run on the field and watch videos?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
Yes. Do practices, talk, look at tendencies, better communication
methods.
The refs
are involved more in the preseason than the players. At least they're out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they got to get their stuff out of the way. I'm against it. I'm for human involvement. I hate what's happened to the game with the replay. And now it's made it harder to legislate because you can't touch the quarterback anymore. And like I said, you know, BB brought up a good point to me. She's been bringing up some good points. I'm going to have a talk with her. She said, you know what's amazing when I watch football with you? I go, what? She goes, the only guy that's safe is the quarterback. She says it's still a brutal game with the other positions. Mm. And she's right.
Yeah, well, and despite that...
They don't care about anybody else.
Despite that, we still have half a dozen starting quarterbacks who are...
It's the position. Yeah. But they make $30 million, man.
Yeah, right.
And they get protected.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. The rules are intended to protect them first and foremost, without a doubt.
I mean, you know, when a running back's number's called... Like, mm-hmm. Hey, Tariq, run up the middle and gain no yards because you're 5 foot nothing, 100 and nothing. Can I tell you something?
Yes.
He's not having a good year.
Who's that?
Tariq Cohen.
Oh, my gosh.
He's not having
a good year. Absolutely right.
He's not having any kind of year at all.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. And last year he burst on the speed scene. I hope I'm not talking out of school here. Maybe he comes back and makes me wrong. Seems like they figured out how to play him.
Well, you know, I have an issue because I went to Bourbonnais, as you know, like 9 or 10 times during
camp. Well, that's your problem.
Exactly.
9, 10 times.
Tariq shows up in one of those three-wheeler vehicles.
Oh, yeah. And he said they were a dynasty.
Right.
And he says, I miss Jordan Howard. No, and then he's taking videos. He's a clown. Get yourself some yardage. You shouldn't be doing it after the game.
Yeah, I wouldn't call him a clown, but I think that his focus is you know, because of the success he's had in his first 2 years.
I don't mean a clown in a mean way, but he's clowning around too much.
Yeah, I agree. And
that's what I mean.
And he admitted as much during one practice.
Sure he did.
That was that same time that he talked about missing Jordan
Howard. I like clowning around too. I understand, but he's clowning around a little bit too much, and Nagy was not happy from that cut.
He was called on an offsides in one
penalty.
You know,
the locker room's supposed to be like a sanctuary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this guy's taking videos. Guys are naked. And if what Greg says...
Kyle Short.
If he says what he says is true, I mean, with, very little evidence, it's very, you know, sad. I'm not going to joke about anybody else. Who am I? I'm Irish and Italian. Conflict.
All right, Michael, why don't you give a shout-out to our friends
of
at
course.
Vegas Scores and Odds, and then we got to get to work and do some commercials.
We got to do some commercials.
Mm-hmm.
Can I just give a commercial? No, I better do this one. My guys at Vegas Scores and Odds, Macklin, Sacco, North, Hollywood, all of them. 1-800-808-3419 for the free pick. 1-800-808-3419. What a pick. Info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. Now, folks, just go to the front page. You'll see. If Aldo goes to, he'll see I'm in first place. I'm 11-6 for this week. 11-6. I had 4-1 Monday, 2-0 on Tuesday. Getting it done. So get a hold of these guys. You can buy any of them. You can buy me, Macklin, Monahan, any of them. Follow at VSAO. Pick packages ranging from daily to weekly to monthly or about for the, how about for the whole year? Dial up 1-800-808-3419, 1-800-808-3419. Right now, and win with me at VegasScoresAndOdds.com. And we appreciate all the patronage. We appreciate anybody. Listen, just go to @VSAO. Add one more follower to your Twitter list. That's all I want you to do. We're getting close. We're 12, 14 away from 600. We started at about 480.
Awesome. It's VSAO Sports, right?
Well, if you just go at follow, if you follow at V, you just put Vegas Scores in. You start spelling it. It goes VSAO.
Excelento. All right, I want to tell people that are on our Mixlr.com channel, MIXLR.com. All you have to do is go to that website. You register. It's totally free. Totally free. And then you will get email updates as to when the Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage is live and other Bears Ballroom Radio Network programming is live. And, of course, you can always listen on the podcast version. You just go wherever you get your podcasts and type in Bears Ballroom Radio Network. And guess what? You will find VSAO presents the Mike North Advantage. Actually, that's a different title now. You will find...
It's called the Vegas Scores and Odds Advantage.
Thank you, sir.
That's okay, my friend. I'm always here for you, know that.
I need you badly.
That's all right. We need each other. That's how we make beautiful music. Listen, Gilbert and Sullivan, right?
Yeah.
Huh?
Which one am I?
Shaq and Kobe.
I'm the Ann.
Michael and Scotty.
You're the Gilbert and Sullivan, and I'm the Ann.
Man, whenever I used to hear that Gilbert or Sullivan guy, I couldn't change the channel fast enough. Remember that? No, you don't remember the song.
I don't remember that
one. I'm not going to sing it.
I could not name you a Gilbert and Sullivan
song. Alone Again, Naturally.
Oh, they did that?
Suck Gilbert Sullivan, not Gilbert and Sullivan. Moron. And I say that affectionately. So long, everybody.
I love you.